This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Who is Dearson? And also, what really is the correct pronunciation for this? Is it like Dearson? Is it Dearson? What is it?
It's actually Dearson. It's Dearson, as in Dearndotan, opposite of Dear Daughter. So yeah, that's the correct pronunciation. Yeah.
And then who is this Dearndotan?
Just in a nutshell, Dearson is a producer, sound engineer, artist who's coming all the way from KZN. Grew up way back in my farm, you know, right in the trees, you know, and all of those things that happened back there, you know. But then again, music took him out, exposed him to the urban world, started learning instruments, started learning piano, but which my favorite was my drums. You know, I got into music, studied music, and took it all the way to actually pursuing the career of being a musician, you know, officially. And Dearson is where he is right now, known as Mr. Spirit. Yeah, that's me. When you want to talk about Dearson, that's me in a nutshell.
In a nutshell, like, if one is to look at your catalog, like your discography and all the work that you've been in, I think one can just say without a doubt that you're a very gifted musician. But it's always interesting to find out at what point do you actually realize that music is your thing?
Well, thank you, first of all, for saying that. I appreciate that. To be honest, it all started when I was, you know, before all the beautiful things that I've released. And it all started when I was in high school. There's this other friend of mine I used to sing with. So back home, Vele, you know, it's a musical family. You know, my mom's side, they sang a lot. So growing up, I've been singing, but not aware that this thing is a thing that I can go and use out there in the world. You know, I guess a calling is a calling. So at grade eight, this other friend of mine, I guess I owe him a lot for making me realize my gift and my talent. He was singing in class, you know, and I always looked at him, you know, from the other side of the desk. I was like, okay, that guy's singing. I like singing too. And then he called me. He's like, hey, come, let's sing the song. So we started singing in class, and then we learned the song, and then we started performing in class. And then people, the reaction was nice, and I was shocked. I was like, okay. I never got this response when I was singing at home, you know, because we were just singing, you know, those gospel songs. You know, it's not like a superstar performance. You know, everybody's singing. No. Nobody says wow to anybody. You know what I'm saying? It was like, oh, my God, you sing so well. Nobody says that. So I just felt like, okay, maybe this is a culture. This everybody does this. Until that day where I was singing in class, I was like, wow, you know. You know how it all starts. You know, when you're a guy, you're seeing the girls screaming, you're like, okay, it's a superstar. Yeah. You know, kind of gave me, that's where the confidence began. And from there, I just started writing music. You know, we started doing, it was the Westlife era, you know.
Oh, yes,
You know, I hope people don't judge me for this. You know how girls used to do this back in the days where they would listen to that Beyonce song and write the lyrics down and sing it all over. That's where my singing and shaping started. You know, we'll listen to those Boyz II Men or Westlife songs and we'll write the lyrics down and we'll sing together, you know. So that's where the genesis, I'll say the awakening began, you know. And then from there, I started writing my own because I had ideas. I was like, okay, let me just put it down. Let me just write these ideas. And then we sang these ideas, went to competitions, won all of them, you know. That's when I realized, okay, I got it.
Now, you say this all started in high school. When I think high school, I don't think it was like a very nice era for myself, speaking personally, because like, say, you're a very talented kid or a creative, like with me, I knew I spoke a lot. I spoke like every single time that I can. So now you're a guy who can sing. Did you not have like those guys who just bully you over that on some, that kind of vibe?
Not really. You know, for me, coming from Imakaya, you know, I'm not a soft boy. You know what I mean? So I was one of those guys who can, you know, stand for my own story. You know what I mean? So if you had an issue with me, you better be prepared, you know. So I guess growing up in Makai, you know, learning the hard things, the hard way, you know. So I guess it shaped me as a man, you know, first. So the music gift coming, it only attracted good things, you know. I'd be lying to say I've had people come say, hey, when and you weak boy, and you cheese. Okay, yes, they did kind of call me like cheese boy or charmer boy, or you trying to charm our girls, I mean, I guess it's a given. It's a given. That's a given. But other than that, though, I wouldn't say I received any negative or abusive, you know, response from my fellow, you know, high school mates.
That's good. Now, I just want to ask also on this one, like, have you ever used your voice to lend a lady friend? Like, have you ever serenaded a person before? On some, you know what, I like you, but I feel like the only way I can secure you is to soothe you with my voice.
Let me tell you a story. I've never shared this with anybody. So I used to be influenced by the American culture, you know, growing up in high school. And I would say even I don't have the accent now. I think I lost it along the way, you know. But I used to love how they used to dress. Because if you'd notice, I always wear a hat, you know. Under the hat, I have an afro. So back in the days, you know, the afro was out in the sun. You know, I used to take care of it. Because I used to look at these Americans with their afros and their beard and, you know, looking nice and looking fresh and the way they talk. So I adopted that culture in a way, even the style of music, because I used to listen to R&B, you know, Teddy Pendergrass, everything these guys would say, that became my gospel, you know. So this one day, I'm out after, where was I? I was at Spingo, some Spingo Beach. I'm out with some friends and I meet these girls, you know, and then we're talking to them. Obviously, they're hearing the accent. They're thinking, okay, what's going on with these guys? And we're looking fresh.
Yeah.
So they think, and then we lie, and I say, I'm actually an American, you know, visiting here in Durban, you know. And she was like, wow, are you for real? I was like, yeah. She was starting to believe me. I said, let me sing you a song. I used to love John Legend back in the days. So I sang a John Legend song. You know, serenaded her. She was so happy, man. She fell in love. And I guess the answer is yes. I've used that to my advantage at some point.
Oh, nice. Yes, and sorry, are you a bit far from the phone? Because we seem to be losing you. You're fading into the background.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me now?
It's still a bit low.
I actually don't know what's happening because I haven't changed my position.
All right, yeah, now we have you now. Yes.
Good now.
There we go.
Okay. So I suppose you missed my story.
And did it go well?
Absolutely. No doubt.
Nice. I just can't imagine that. Now, also, you've been making music for like some time now. What would you say has been the highlight of your journey as a musician?
Wow, that's a solid question. For me, you know, I have to think a little bit for that one because there's just so many things that have been happening, you know. But for me, I learned that, you know, being honest as an artist is very important, you know. Because I've been doing music for a while, you know, trying to sound like this, trying to sound like that, and the results haven't been really good, you know. The moment I started, because I used to be in a band, there was this band I used to be in, it was a trio, and we were doing very well then. We're about to hit the roof, man. You know, we're about to take over, you know, and stuff. And then we had some complications and I was like, okay, man, let me just start my own thing. You know, then I started my own thing. From there, it was all about me and honesty, to be honest. And when I started that journey alone, I didn't have any influence. You know, it was just me expressing what I feel at the time and what I'm thinking about and what I'm touched by. You know, hence there's this song, Struggles and Pains. Struggles and Pains, when it came out, it really took the house, I would say the house nation or the house industry, because I believe like house music is an industry on its own, you know.
On its own, but, yeah.
Yeah, it took the house industry by storm. And I was shocked, you know. And then when I look at the content in the music, you know, because just to tell you something, I'm sure you've heard this before from so many artists, I don't write my music anymore. I just express it on the mic as I'm feeling it. It's like it comes from some, I don't know how to explain it. But anyway, for me, there was...
Let me just circle back to this one. So wait, say now, if you want to make a song, you literally just walk in studio and then the lyrics just come.
That's how it happens. That's how it happens. It's weird... It's a weird working process. I actually don't trust my writing anymore. You know, I feel like it doesn't really carry the truth, you know, of what is supposed to be in the song. Because, you know, we have styles, we learn, we try to be, you know, try to finesse that pen, you know. But when I'm singing just by myself without even thinking of what I'm going to sing off, I just get onto the mic. And I listen to the music. I would say I'm an interpreter of music more than a writer. You know, there are moments where it's just me and no music. And then there's moments where I have to write on top of some instrumental. And from there, I would call myself an interpreter, you know, because I'm interpreting the music. Yeah. It's like I'm putting words, you know, letting the person who doesn't understand what's happening, you know, making it easier for them, I'm inviting them into the music with words and melodies. So that's how it happens for me. You know, I don't know if I should continue with that question just to finish it.
Let's go with that. Yeah, let's finish that. I just wanted to have that out of the way because I might have forgotten that, because I'm seeing there's so much to learn from you. Like, I'm writing a lot of stuff down now. We're going to be in here for like 2 hours. We've got to be in here for 2 hours. Let's carry on from where we were.
So when that song Spirit, I mean, sorry, man, I'm moved by Spirit now. When that song Struggles and Pains came out, for me, that's the biggest song I would say I've done, you know.
Yeah.
Before Spirit, you know. And then it shocked me. I was shocked, you know, because you know what happens is when I do the song, sometimes I'm just doing it for a client. Yeah, well, I record the music, I check it out, I clean it up, and then I don't spend a lot of time with it. Yeah, well, and then I send it to. And I always have a problem with writing my lyrics when it's time to submit. Now I have to go and listen to the song as if it's a new song. I don't know it. Yeah, well, because I never really learned the lyrics at the spot, on the spot, you know?
At the spot, yeah.
So when Struggles and Pains came out, man, the reception was just something I never expected, you know? You have those moments where you do a nice song and then everybody's jamming to it, you know, they're dancing to it, or something happened, they're vibing to it. With this one, I don't know what happened, but it just came out as like an awakening, like some healings, like some remedy, you know, some angel. It came out as an angel that was like sent from heaven that just went and touched people's lives. I was like, what is going on? You know, what is going on? So when that happened for me, I feel like, and I started getting messages like, hey, man, this song saved my life. I was going through a tough time and this song just changed my life. It saved me. I almost killed myself, you know, stuff like that. For me, in my journey, I'd say that's the highest achievement I can say. Apart from the numbers really don't mean that much to me. It matters that it reaches so many people, you know, it has potential to touch so many lives, and the music that we do has potential to touch so many lives. But these comments and these messages that I've received, for me, those are the greatest highlights. I've had, you know, so far, you know, and there's more music, obviously, after that.
After that, yes. I can just imagine how it feels for you as a person when you go out there and you put yourself out there. Obviously, when you make a song, there's a part of you that you share with everyone else. And then now they come back and tell you that the part of you that you shared with us has saved us in some way. It must give you some sort of feeling of joy, more than the numbers and everything. Like, it must give you a sense of accomplishment of some sort.
Absolutely, man. You just used the right word. You know, I feel accomplished because, to be honest, I know my vision. I know why I'm here. I know why I'm doing this music. You know what I mean? I don't know about a lot of people. You know, we inspired by so many different reasons. For me, it's divinity. It's divine, this thing that I'm here for. And, you know, I find it very interesting that we have people. I'm not saying this because I've been certified by anybody, but this is just something I believe. We have your Einsteins in the game, you know, your pioneers, you know, your trendsetters, you know. And then you have your people who pave the way, you know, who free people. I believe with my music, I wasn't just here to touch the receivers, the audience, you know, but I was also here to influence even the artist in the game to be free to speak about what is going on in their lives, to be free about what to speak about what they feel. You know, I feel like this is the influence I've been watching, you know, after I came to the scene. I know some people that were doing a different sound, you know, sharing different messages. I mean, I'm saying this, I could be wrong, but this is just me. This is how I feel. This is what I've been seeing. I feel like I've helped people speak openly about things that could have been embarrassing, things that couldn't have been selling at the time. Because, you know, now there's Mapiano happening, you know, Mapiano taking over. When you look at the content of Mapiano and your commercial music, it's kind of like, you know, let's just dance and, you know, shake ourselves and move on. You know, it's like a drug, you know what I mean?
True,
you know, it wears off at some point, you know. For me, I've always strived to create music that you can go home with, you know, music that you can live with, you know, in your daily lives, you know? And I feel like a lot of artists, you know, timeless, yes, you know, because life is the same, you know, yesterday, today is the same. We just changing positions, you know, but it's going in circles, you know. That's one thing I just wanted to put it out there. I mean, and just say it, you know, I feel like I have strongly influenced, you know, a lot of artists to also feel free to speak about sensitive stuff, you know,
which might
exactly, which were not cool at the time, you know. So for that, I'm like, you know, I feel accomplished. I feel accomplished and proud, you know.
Anyway. Nice. So there's also something that you mentioned, I think, as you're mentioning the highlight of your journey. You mentioned a band. Now let's go into that. Tell me about the band, the name, the kind of the music you guys made.
Okay, that's an interesting one. You're taking me back.
Listen, we want to know everything there is to know now.
Okay. So the band was called Deep Breath, right?
Deep breath.
Deep breath. Well, let me tell you about the name. You want to know about the name, what it meant? Okay, let me.
I'm just assuming that you're taking ladies' breath away. Like, cause that's what I'm thinking.
Look, man, I'm a spiritual person, man. Hence, even the name, Dear Son. It's Dear Son because I'm God's loved son. You know, that's the meaning of the name. So when you think about me, man, most of my things are connected to God, and in a way that some people might pick up, some might not pick it up, you know. So Deep Breath, okay, let me just not explain the name. So there was three of us, passionate three guys who love music. We met at school where I was doing sound engineering and music technology. So the guy who actually started it was my lecturer, my third year lecturer. And the second guy was a student there with me. He finished after me. And then the lecturer had a band. And then, you know, they grew apart because of, you know, Impilo. one person is called to do that, and then they go and do that, you know, and then they ended up separating. So he had a gig. Beautiful thing about the story, he had a gig. I've always wanted to work with a band. You know, growing up, I used to think jazz was cool. I didn't even know what jazz was, to be honest. I actually thought if you want to be a singer, you'll be cool if you say you sing jazz, you know, which was weird. But I felt like if I tell people when they ask me, hey, what do you sing? I'm like, yeah, I'm a jazz artist. Like, oh, okay. You know? It wasn't cool. People didn't even care. You know what I mean? Like, what? Okay, sounds interesting. Like, we don't want to know more about that. You know? So
it just ends there. The conversation ends there. You're like, oh, that's cool.
That's cool. Done. And me, I feel like, yeah, I'm the big boss. You know? So it's weird. So this guy had a gig. I think it was that week. It happened on the week because I joined. It was just on that one week. He called me on that week. He made me listen to his music. And then he told me, okay. It was actually an audition. I didn't know. He auditioned me. He liked me. He's like, okay, cool. And then he told me to learn the songs. He's like, can you sing these songs? I'm like, yeah, sure. I learned the songs. And he told me, okay, we have a gig on Saturday. It was in Durban Botanical Gardens. And they usually get three artists. They had Mikasa, but just no. It was Mafikizolo. Yeah, it was Mafikizolo and some other band from Durban, and then Deep Breath. You know, so for me, I was like, okay, that's huge, man. First time ever performing live. You know.
Yeah.
Imagine. Can you just imagine the first time you get a chance to work with the band? The first time you get to perform with Mafikizolo. You know what I mean? On the same stage. And I understand, you know, sometimes you have a lineup with 30 artists. It's just three of us, you know, in the lineup. Can you imagine how I felt at that time? And I was like, wow.
I'm trying to imagine that, but I'm just thinking I would have been going crazy the whole time. Man, I probably would not even have done it well.
Bro. It's crazy, man. I was like, wow, what is this, man? Is this God, you know, putting things together? I guess it is. I mean, I was so excited. I'm like, man, this is huge. You know, this is huge. You know, I always had this thing in my head, which I want to start big, you know?
I guess,
obviously, being a kid, you know, we all dream, but we don't really know what life is going to be like. You know, it's not wrong to dream.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, man. I always said I want to start big. So I started big, and that was, for me, great. So Deep Breath, from there, obviously, we sat down like, hey, guys, let's make this thing official. You know, let's be equal partners, and let's just do this thing. There was five of us, you know, and then three backing vocalists, got a guitarist, your drummer, your bass, your keyboards, you know. So I was like, wow. For me, I felt like a superstar, and I was like, okay, now we're doing the things. The stage is big. You know, first time performing, we had like over 5,000 people, you know. So can you imagine that? You know, can you imagine
crazy,
that, you know?
crazy.
First gig. And for me, I'm like, man, and then after you have your gigs where you're performing for 10 people, you know, I'm like, okay, I think life is like this. And so it's not as glamorous as I thought it's going to continue to be, you know. How can I start this?
Yeah, because if you start that big, then you're going to assume that the momentum is going to keep going from 5,000. Now it's going to be 10,000. And
now
from 10,000, it's going to keep going. Yo.
You know, but that's just being a kid. You know, that's just being a kid.
Yeah. And how old were you at this time?
Well, I wasn't that young. I think I was about 19. I was grown. 19, 20, I think. Yeah,
adult by then.
Yeah, I was grown, but obviously the music dream is beginning. You know, I'm still it's young to me. You know, I'm young in the industry. I was like a kid then. You know, still a dreamer. Can you imagine how I started music very late, professionally? Because I would say professionally, that's when I started. You know, fortunately the performance went well. I didn't flop. You know. I didn't flop, so because they got us for the second one, and then the second one we did it with Mikasa and DJ Tira. It was beautiful, you know.
Nice.
So yeah, we grew I know, man. Should we continue with the deep breath story? So we grew, we grew all the way up. We released music together. We released an EP called Trinity. I don't know if it's still up there because after we had some issues, probably removed it. You know, I don't know. Yeah, well, but we even had our first TV interview. Man, it was going well. It was going well, very promising. But then again, you know, clash of visions sometimes.
It happens when there's a group of creatives in one place. Obviously, yeah, as time goes on, our visions are gonna come like and be different. Ugh, can you just imagine? But at least that happened. It formed a bit of a base for you. To give you that taste of like live performances, to show you how the industry is like. And it also, I would like to believe that somewhere, somehow, it had an influence in Struggles and Pain as well. Thinking somehow the experiences there could have had an impact somehow.
Absolutely. Funny enough, that song, it talks about, it's inspired by my deep breath experience. Funny enough that you mentioned that. The whole song.
Yeah, you see, I'm just thinking that, no, it comes from somewhere. Because it sounds like it's coming from a deep place. So it's something must have happened to shape you into the person that you are today. But actually, we are grateful for such experiences that we have. I mean, one such artist that every artist is looking at now, it's the recent one. I mean, we were all hit by COVID. It put a lot of things on standstill, bro. Like, and I think the people who suffered the most, well, everyone suffered, but people who suffered the most from COVID as artists and creatives. And I'm sure there are some lessons that you might have picked up along the way, like in the past 2 years when we were in lockdown, going in and out of lockdown, that you might want to share.
Yeah, man. Hey, talking about it just makes me breathe. Man. Yeah.
It makes me want to take a deep breath.
You want to take a deep breath. I see what you're doing, man. I see what you're doing. Yeah, man. Hey, man, I lost a few things, man. And I think a lot of people lost a lot of things, you know, during that time. You know, for me, it exposed me to a different world while at the same time crippling me, you know, not crippling me for, you know, for the future, but just in certain areas, you know, you can't do certain things. You feel like a cripple, you know. Not that I'm saying anything about, you know, I hope you understand what I'm saying, man.
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. Like, you get put in that position where you literally are unable to do some things.
Unable to do some things, yeah. But, you know, at that time, I got exposed to doing, like, being a session artist. I did a lot of songs then. I guess even at that time, I needed to sharpen even my recording skills, you know. I learned a lot, you know, having to spend time with my laptop and my equipment and just recording, you know, trying to master how I record and how I make my music. Because now you have clients. Now I received some clients, a couple of clients, which kind of helped me, you know, stay afloat at the time, you know. Because in Mali, there was no other source of income that I had, you know. I've never worked in my life. I've never done anything else but music, you know. So at that time, it was very difficult. But then again, I guess some people wanted to release music because that was like their routine. So they reached out to me like, hey, man, I'd like to do a song with you. And I have this amount of money. I'm like, okay, cool, man, that's cool. Then we started working. And then I learned how this industry works, you know, in terms of working collaborations, you know, features, you know, because I didn't have that experience, you know, at all. It exposed me also. Most of the music that came out, you know, exposed me to this industry, you know, where I am now and the people that I've worked with now. I'd say it came mostly came from the COVID-19 time, you know, where we were just sitting at home and making music, nothing else, sitting at home making music. you know. But also, I learned that, you know, dreaming is good, you know. Dreaming is all good. Don't ever let go of the dream, but at some point, let go of the race, you know. Just sit back. It's fine. Don't run.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that when you're not moving, you're actually stagnant or you've divorced your dream or anything like that. Be comfortable in spaces where you have to take a break. And even if the break is not done voluntarily, you know, but, you know, because of some hindrances, you know, you have to be blocked and then you stay at some point, you can't do certain things. Don't let go of the dream, you know, keep still. Just keep the dream there. Keep it alive. It's not dying that you're not moving. Anyway, before it started, you are not doing anything. Until you started, the dream was just there. So for me, I learned to, you know, don't let go of the dream. Keep it there, you know. Keep pampering it. Keep pampering the dream. You know, keep pampering the dream.
I think that's the one thing I'm going to take from this. Like, keep pampering the dream. I mean, everyone has a dream that they want to see themselves somewhere, do something. But obviously, you don't just wake up and then you're living your dream life.
Exactly.
You have to take some drops along the way. So
yeah.
I'm loving that. I'm loving that. Also, I just want to congratulate you, man, on the success of Spirits alongside Uncle R.
Thank you. It's doing so well.
It is currently sitting at number 2 on the Urban Hot 40 right here on Capricorn FM. It has been doing exceptionally well. As well, I was like, let me reach out to this guy and let's talk. Now let's talk about the song, Spirits.
Yeah.
How did this one come about? Is this one of those songs where you just walked in studio and you just started singing, or was there a thought process behind? I want to hear everything.
You'll be bored with the story because you'll be bored. But thank you, man. Thank you very much. It's really exciting that, you know, people are receiving the song like that. And I'm sitting on number 2. Shout out, man. I'm really excited about that. Spirit. I love that song, man. I love that song. I think it's one of the songs that really capture me every time I listen to it. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have your pieces of music that you create, that don't really stay with you. Maybe they're just for that moment, and that moment passes and you can't carry the song to the next chapter, you know. But for me, Spirit, it has that thing, you know, because it's like a light I need. So I can't let go of it. Every time I play it, it moves me. I'm not trying to quote myself, but it moves me.
It's not just you who feels this way. It's everyone else. I mean, have you seen the reactions when this song plays anywhere?
Bro,
like people are having a little intimate moment with themselves and their inner selves when they hear the song and you're like, yeah, bro, you did something here.
It's really special to watch, man. It's really special to witness. And that's another thing I'm saying to you, man. When I get into the studio, I don't think or prepare for what's going to happen after. You know, I'm never prepared, you know, because I'm not intentionally doing it so that it does this. So it's like I'm just giving birth to children. I don't know their characters, how they're going to be, their behaviors. And then when they become superstars, I'm like, wow, you know, that's amazing. So the creation of Spirit, man, I met Uncle R through social media, Facebook, and first time sharing the full story. Thank you that I'm having a chat with you and we have time. And most of the time, there's not enough time.
I'm so interested in this.
So he wanted to do a song with me. Obviously, I didn't know him at the time. There's a lot of producers on Facebook that are talented, but you never get to hear. You know, obviously, there's a lot of people who wanted to do songs with me, and you know, I just couldn't do songs with everybody. So I'll have to listen to what you're saying. Sometimes I might not get a chance to listen, but when I got a chance, he sent me a beat on email, and I just didn't connect with it. You know, for me, I wouldn't say I don't like it. It's whack, because that's not how I operate. I operate. If you want me to be on it, it has to make sense to me. You know, so I didn't connect with it. So I was like, "Ish, man, I don't think this is the one." You know, let's try and create something else. You know, if you still want to work, you know. So it's like, okay, cool. And then it went away like that. I think it didn't come back to me. I don't know if he was disappointed or, you know. Because, you know, whenever you pitch a song, you're pitching the best song and you're hoping that
that
it
you
peaks with
have
you.
in your folders. Yes, I'm
Yes,
giving you my best thing here, and you're not connecting with it. So I feel like maybe
you were the
we are having
problem.
a sort of creative differences here, or I'm the
Exactly.
problem here.
Yeah, yes. So you get it. So I was working on an EP, and I'm collaborating with certain producers, and then I saw a post he posted on Facebook, like a snippet. I think he was just sharing a snippet of the beat. And the minute I heard it, I was like, it spoke to me, you know?
That's the one.
It spoke to me. And I was like, and I reached out to him. I say, bro, this is the song we can work on, you know? I think I even left a comment. I left a comment there on Facebook. I was like, this is the song we can work on, you know? In my mind, I'm thinking, okay, let me collaborate with you now, you know? Let me feature you on my EP because now I'm working on something, you know. I caught him at a time where he wasn't working on anything. So I'm like, hey, I'm working on a project. Let me feature you in this. So we spoke, you know, exchanged numbers, and then he sent me the music. And when I heard the music, an idea would always come to my mind, you know, very rough idea. And then what I do is when I get to the studio, I just press record and then I just record. The verses, they come for themselves and everything else.
They
As you
just
can, you know, all I know is just that idea. I don't know when I'm gonna put it. I never sit down with an instrumental and like, okay, I'm gonna sing this here, sing this. I just listen to the music, you know, and I record. When is this idea gonna land? But it always lands at the right time, you know, because you know every listener knows. It's like when you're in a club and then the beat is playing and then it drops. Everybody knows when it's gonna come back, even if you've
when it's
never
gonna
heard
come.
the song before. You understand?
Yes. Even if it's a new song,
Even if
there's
it's a
just that
new
moment that
song.
you can tell that this is where the beat is gonna drop, and you're just ready with your dance moves by then. So that's the
Exactly.
same thing with you when
That's
you're
the
making
same
the
thing.
music. Like you just know that the placement.
Exactly. I don't have to sit down and like scientific, you know. It's we have this thing in us, you know. And I just use that
I'm
same
sorry.
instinct.
I'm sorry, but I'm gonna call it a superpower because I feel like this is the first time I'm hearing about something like this. No ways.
So we all powerful, you see. We all superheroes. You
No,
understand?
I'm talking about you because with the beat, maybe it can be a thing of you're used to this kind of beat. Like if you're out and you hear something like that, and you just think, okay, maybe probably this is along those lines, like it happens around those lines. Like obviously, you know, some house beats can be along the same lines, and amapiano can be along the same lines. So maybe it's familiarity when it comes to that. But with you, when you just get a beat and then you just know already where you're placing what, I feel like that is a power that you have.
Well, thank you, man, for explaining it like that. Then let me just take that and not take anything away from it. Let me just
It as it is.
let me wear that cape and move with it. I'm just gonna wear it. Yeah. So
And
that's it.
you got on the song, but how do you feel now with the success of the song? Because I know you said you actually don't anticipate how your song is gonna do or how it's gonna come about or how it's gonna be received out there. But now you see, I'm sure by now, like even on your Instagram, every single story you're tagged on. Every single day or every single minute, you're tagged on a story by someone saying, Spirit, this song, you have DMs. How do you feel about that?
Man, it's this question I've always been, you know, listening to interviews and watching interviews, and I don't want to lie, it kind of I always wonder what is exactly going on inside this man's head or this woman's head. And you know, when they ask this question, you know, when they're seeing the success, for just hearing it on radio, it's on high rotation on radio, and then people are tagging you left and right. I mean, for me, I'm still shocked. I'm still shocked. I'm at a place where I'm like, okay, is this the way it's supposed to be? Is this what being a superstar is, or is this what love is? You know, I'm still shocked, man. I'm still caught in those emotions of I don't know. I don't know how to respond. I really don't know how to respond, you know. Because, you know, every time when people say, hey, man, I love this song, and you see that they're sharing it with passion, you know, they're sharing their stories and the things they tag it on. You see, it's, man, this is powerful. You know, people are saying stuff.
Like, yeah.
I wonder how God feels when people say, oh, Lord, you saved me through this. You know, at some point I feel like, you know, an angel that I feel scared, man. I feel like there's some praise that I'm afraid of praise, by the way. So I think this is why I'm talking weird like this. I'm afraid of praise. I don't know how to handle it, you know, because I always fear that this thing might bring me pride or anything like that. But it's just assurance, you know, it's assurance. I feel assurance that, you know, I'm on the right path. You know, I'm on the right path. I'm not destroying anybody's life. I'm not, you know, stealing anybody's joy, but instead I'm repairing and I'm restoring, you know, and I'm motivating people to go back to their routines that brought them joy, you know, go back to whatever that they used to do that brought them life, that made them feel alive. I feel really assured, you know, and inspired to continue, you know, sharing, you know. You know how it is, man. We always try to come up with poetic stuff and sound amazing.
But for that perfect answer, it's always that perfect answer. You're looking for that perfect answer.
I
want to
have that perfect answer. Exactly.
I get you. No, I get
you. I feel assured,
like, it's such a beautiful feeling. I can imagine, because I also, like, the first time I heard the song, it was a Sunday, actually. Yeah, you know, when you're having sundowners and then they're playing music, and then I'm like, this song is such a beautiful song. And I don't think I've ever put it down ever since then. Like, you know, when you fall in love with something, and you fall in love to a point where dear son is gonna come out of the phone and say, please let me rest, can I have a bottle of water, please? But yeah, that's just what your song does. It was a breath of fresh air.
That's what I had in mind. That's what I had in mind.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, that's amazing.
I mean, like, you're saying now, you have a lot of people tagging you, DMing you, telling you their stories and stuff. But there's like that one, Jay, that one who just sends the wildest DM. So what's the wildest DM that DSN has ever gotten?
Concerning the song or
no, the wildest. Now it's off the record. It's like, it can be concerning the song, it can be just the wildest DM that DSN has gotten that had you like, what the hell?
Man, I think I'm gonna disappoint you with this one, man. I know it's there. No, I mean, man, now you're making me think. Look,
you know, the one that stood out the most, and you actually had to read it twice and ask yourself, is this person serious? Like, something along those lines.
My friend, man, I don't wanna lie, man. Chris, I don't wanna lie, man. Now I feel like being creative and coming up with something that's gonna be I knew. Man, my life is boring. I am very boring. To be honest, there's nothing new, you know, apart from women, you know, saying, hey, would you please marry me? Which is common stuff like we've heard, you know. I feel like with the type of music that I make, I really don't bring out the wildness in people's, you know, minds or hearts. You know what I mean? I don't feel
except
like
they just want to marry you.
Except they want to marry me and bring me closer, you know, and keep me in their box, you know, and never let me go and stuff like that, you know. It's just those things, man. I feel like, you get me.
I get you. So that's leading me to the next wild card question.
Okay.
Is Jason married? Is he single? I'm sure there's a lot of ladies who'd like to know. The ladies of Capricorn FM want to know. Is Jason married, single, tangled? They want to know, lady? And I'm going to give it to them. I'm going to tell them.
Dear son is married. I'm married. I have 5 kids. I'm joking.
I was about to ask, is this a PR answer?
I am joking, man. I am not married. I'm looking forward to, though. I'm looking forward to, because I love marriage, man. I love marriage. I'm not yet married. Can I just leave it like that?
No,
I'm not
we'll
in
leave
there.
it. We'll leave it
Let's leave
like
it like
that. We'll leave it
that.
there. We'll leave it there. But yeah, hopefully, I'll be getting a message saying, "Yeah, I'm invited to the wedding." But that's just me shooting my shot there to say, "Yeah, I know you are the guest of honor, but it's fine." But yeah, so going forward, what
Maybe
are DFs?
maybe I'll have you as my program director, you know?
Now we're talking. Now we're
Now we're
talking. Now
talking.
we're
You see
talking.
what I'm
So, apart from marriage, near future, what are the plans that Dearson has?
Okay, man. Yeah, I feel like the future is ahead of me and still behind me at the same time. This year, I just want to talk about this year, right?
Okay.
I've done a couple of collaborations because I feel like, as much as I want to put out my music and promote like personal stuff that's coming out of my label, I do want to acknowledge the collaborations that I've worked on. And I feel like before moving forward, I really wish I can address this. I've done a lot of songs. I've done a couple of songs with a lot of amazing producers. And I feel like as much as we may never get enough resources to promote all the music that we do, there are those songs that are just gonna shine, you know. By God's grace, some songs they just shine. Some songs they will never get the shine because people are always, excuse me, they're always releasing new material every time. But I would firstly like to just encourage the Capricorn listeners to go and research about DSN. Go and check my music, check my catalog, and just feed on all of the stuff that I've worked on, because I believe I have left a lot of things for you there. I've left a lot of things that you can use and enjoy, and that maybe the industry might rob you and never find out ever, you know. First of all, I just want to deal with that one. I really encourage you to go and look at everything that I've worked on. You might find your favorite song is there, and you
And
know
you
you
don't
don't want
know
to
it
miss,
yet.
and you don't know it yet. You don't want to miss out on that. That's just my future, which is in the past. I really think it can be somebody's future, and I want to emphasize that again. Go back, research, find out who Tiesan is, who has worked with. I've worked with a lot of amazing, amazing producers and artists. So go and do that. Now, coming back to the future that's ahead of me, I've
This is
been
the future
working.
that's behind you. So
That's
now we're
behind
talking
me.
about the one that's ahead of you.
That's ahead of me. Yes. I've been working on an EP for 2 years now. This is the second year. Just to appreciate all of the house people have been loving my music, and supporting me. I did an EP. It's almost finished. It's almost finished. It's coming out in November. I will share the dates on my socials. Hopefully that you guys are going to follow and make sure that you don't lose track of what Dear Son is doing, because I've got amazing things coming up for you. I've done some collaborations with a lot of guys this year, lot of talented guys, which are yet to release. The next and most closest thing that's coming out soon,
16 September.
16 September. In fact, I wanna move the date to the 30th, right?
Of September.
I wanna move the date to the 30th because I want us to, first talk about it a little bit. I want us to first talk about it, and then I want us to party nicely at the end of the month, to the
To it,
song,
yeah.
so that we enjoy it, on our cars or way back from work. We our monies are in our accounts. We're going out. We're just trying to have fun. So I want to move it to that date, but just keep track on what I'm doing, the updates that I'm going to be sharing. That's the closest thing I'm sharing with you guys. It's a collaboration, a song, very special song again to me. It's a social song. I feel like we need in our lives, just to talk about it. It's called Ready. I'm ready to love you again. You know, we have been knocked down by umjolo. We've been knocked down by
Yay,
abuse.
you can say that again.
you know what I'm saying, man. I think in this space of love, and a lot of people, they come with huge expectations, you know. And I always say that, man, that's a good thing, but protect your expectations with a little room of disappointment, you know. Covered with a coat of disappointment. So that when it rains, you know, even if water comes through, but hey, man, it didn't finish you off. You can still dry it off.
No. Just
get back to the sun and you'll be dry again, you know. So we've been knocked down. Some people have been abused emotionally. Some people have been abused physically, you know, and it makes you makes it look difficult to go back to love. And so in this song, I'm just trying to encourage people. Some have been married, divorced, you know, and they just think love is gone, you know. You know, one of the saddest things that I've seen, you know, when you, your first love, when you get disappointed by your first love, so you've been dating for over 10 years, you know, you didn't have any experience. You don't know what it's like to be loved in a different way. You understand? And all you know is this love, and this love just disappoints you. And then you judge all men and you think, or you judge all women, you say all women are devils, all men are trash. That's something that I feel like in the song I addressed, you know, don't look at life like that. You know, love is there. Love is available. So I'm trying to encourage people, obviously, with my story as well. You know, we've all been hurt. We've all been disturbed, you know, discouraged, you know. But in the love world, man, in the love space, I'm talking about, I am ready to love again. You know, my heart has come down. I understand I've hurt you. I understand you've hurt me. But, you know, let's just try it again.
Now I'm ready. Yeah.
Now I'm ready to love again.
As we wrap up this conversation, I think one of the things you've mentioned as well is like looking at your future that is in your past is that you've worked with a lot of people. I mean, for one, you worked with you have a song on featured on Chima Music's album, you see this the summer award winning album. And so now shout out to the brother who's the one artist that you'd like to work with locally and internationally? Do you have like favorites that you still have in your radar that you'd want to work with?
Absolutely. There's one person, you know, who takes number one spot, Kelly Kumalo. You know, I've always wanted to work with that
voice of Africa.
You know, man, I love her voice, man. I love her voice. Her musicality, you know, it's insane. She's beautiful, man. She's beautiful on those. She's got the pipes, man. And her tone is just amazing. I think for the longest time, it's been Kelly Kumalo, you know, apart from all the drama and the things that have been coming out. And those, that never phases me. You know, I've always really wanted to work with her. Locally, until I work with her, I feel like I can be comfortable to say, okay, now I can work with someone else, you know. However, you know, so I don't want to mention anyone else for now. I just want to manifest the Kelly Kumalo feature.
Let's start there. Yes.
Yeah.
And hopefully, when that happens, I'm getting an exclusive. I'm going to be like the first person to hear that. And so, hey, this is happening. It happened. You
there we go.
Have it first. Thank you so much for making the time to actually talk to me. I feel like now I can call you my best friend because we've been talking, man. And I know your upbringing, your music love.
Yes, sir. Spirit, please enjoy it. Please enjoy it. This song is made for you. This song is for you to be blessed. This song is for you to use, share it with your people, share the spirit of love, share the spirit of peace, share the spirit of giving, share the spirit of kindness. We are one, and when we are one, we're living for a longer and a better future. One word to keep in mind and to share with everybody is spirit.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.